Dr. Kristen Soll, the president of the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, joins us on Show Me Today. I'd like to get your comments about this lawsuit the Attorney General filed in an effort to block schools from requiring masks here in Missouri. So it'd be K-12 public schools that he's targeting. What are your thoughts about this lawsuit, Dr. Soll?
My thoughts are that we know what we're able to do to ensure that kids can safely go to school. What we know is that this current version of the COVID-19 virus, called the Delta variant, is much more contagious than what we were seeing this time last year or even in the winter of 2020 into 2021. And so, unfortunately, when we think about the current state of our children and the schools and making sure that they can stay there and continue to be educated, we do have to think about layers of protection. And while I understand that it's tough to make leadership decisions during a novel or brand new pandemic, it is definitely important to make sure that all of us as leaders are thinking about the most up-to-date information to help inform our decision-making. You know, I know Missouri is a fantastic locally, we like to control and make decisions in our own local municipalities and our local cities. And I think that what I see as an opportunity here is to really strengthen that collaboration in our small towns and big towns alike, where we're having, you know, teachers and school boards working directly with healthcare professionals to make decisions that make sense. And for us at the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Missouri chapter, we are committed to making sure that kids stay safe. And that doesn't mean just from the COVID virus, but also that they're able to grow and learn and be with other kids so that they can continue to thrive. And so those are the things that we're really committed to. And we want to make sure that they can do that without having undue risk or exposure to COVID-19.
Just to tag up what you said, so a lot of healthcare experts are partnering with many of our school districts to come up with these health precautions in local schools. How does this lawsuit make someone like you, with the expertise in health and of children, feel about your credentials?
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting to think about. You know, we are definitely in a time like we've never seen before. And the way I look at this is that I get to help families make decisions about their child's health every day. That's my job. And sometimes they agree with me and sometimes they don't. And yet my job is to continue to stay inside that partnership and try to help keep focus on the child and their health. And so this is a whole similar situation where we have legislators and, you know, agency officials that feel like they are making the best decision that they can. And for me as a physician and for us as pediatricians across the state, we are doing everything we can to stay in the decision-making circle or path, if you will, so that we can be there to help guide these decisions. Of course, it's tough to have your many, many years of training and practice, you know, be less considered, for example, than others, or maybe, you know, people think that they know better than professionals. And yet, like I said, as a physician and particularly as a pediatrician, our job is to make decisions with families. And to me, this is another example of how, as physicians and pediatricians and healthcare professionals, we can be partnering with local and state leaders as we make the best decisions for the kids and the families throughout Missouri.
Dr. Kristen Soll, the president of the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, joins us on Show Me Today to talk about Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's lawsuit, which is ultimately seeking to ban the state's K-12 public schools from requiring students and staff to wear masks. There is the argument that very few children are getting sick from the Delta virus, which is more contagious. What do you want people to keep in mind as far as this lawsuit goes targeting masking in K-12 public schools?
Yeah, so I think to set the record straight, the Delta variant is affecting kids. It is true that last fall and into the winter, kids were definitely not as impacted as adults, but now they are. And of course, the numbers are smaller because we don't have as many children in our population as we do adults. But about 11% of people with COVID-19 are children. And that is much higher than it was this time last year. We also have many more children in our hospitals. And that's also putting a significant strain on our hospitals all around the state, because where we might have had an opportunity to put adult patients in other places in the hospital, now those other places have children, and there are not as many opportunities. And we're seeing that really striking, particularly in other places around our country, but it's also happening here in Missouri. Our hospitals are full, and there are children in our hospitals, in our ICUs, who are very sick. You know, of course, I am thankful that it does not, even with the Delta variant, attack or infect children as much as it does our adult counterparts. But at the same time, it does affect children, and they are being much more affected now than they have been in the past. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do as a community and as adults? We've got to put layers of protection around our kids. You know, this is something we do as parents all the time. We make sure our kids are buckled in their car seats, that they have their helmets on, that they, you know, wear, you know, sunscreen, and also, you know, hats and winter coats and all that kind of stuff, because we're their parents. We're doing the things that we know and that experts have told us make sense to keep our kids safe. This is no different. So right now, particularly for our unvaccinated children and the children who are not able to be vaccinated, so those under age 12, they need us to provide those layers of protection. Those include masking, which have been shown to be highly effective in reducing the spread or dissemination of COVID-19. It also includes safe distancing or social distancing, as we call it. And then also the vaccination of the people around these little children is also incredibly important. And then, of course, cleaning. We want to make sure the surfaces and the environments that our kids in are as healthy as they possibly can be, so that we are putting in more and more layers of protection around them. And it's not about control, and it's really not even about, you know, a parent's choice. What this is about is the fact that you have a public health, really, crisis. And every single person who is infected or has COVID-19, whether they're symptomatic, whether they're in the hospital, whatever is going on, that is a domino effect into the classroom, into the school building. So right now, yeah, that means we have to do some things that we don't love. I don't love wearing a mask either. And yet that's what I do, because I care about my community and I care about myself to make sure that we can stay safe and I can stay safe until we get through this period of time.
You are listening to Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. We are joined by Dr. Kristen Soule. She is the president of the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And we're just getting her thoughts about the Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, and his lawsuit that aims to ban Columbia Public Schools and any Missouri K-12 public school district from requiring masking in schools. Well, you answered my next question, so that's great. The Attorney General said he does not want to force students and staff to wear masks, mm-hmm. and so my question was going to be, why leave this decision up? Why is it more important to leave this decision up to local districts rather than giving parents that choice? Anything else you want to add to that?
I'll just emphasize that, you know, we are a state that has fantastic decision makers, and I do believe that local decisions are best. The reason they're best is because then those experts and those decision makers can be working together to look at the data that is right there in those communities. And so those local school boards are elected by the citizens of that area. And then their duty is to represent and make decisions for that area. And I think that's really important for us to think about. You know, I also love to make my own decisions, right? I think many of us do. And yeah, I don't love it when somebody tells me what I have to do or what I have to do for someone else. And yet, we are a society. Whether we want to accept that or not, we're a society. We are interconnected in so many ways. And as a mom, I can tell you that I want to protect my children just as much as I want to protect my children's friends, just as much as I want to protect my neighbors. I don't want to see any of them, you know, either get seriously ill or their parents or others around them, you know, die. We have people dying in large volumes every day. Yes, it's true. The kids are not dying as frequently as their adult counterparts, but that does not mean that's our outcome. That's not the goal we're shooting for, is children to not die, right? We're shooting for children to be healthy and well and thriving. The more opportunities and the more times that we give this virus to infect people, the better it gets at being contagious or infecting others. And so we've got to slow that down, or we're going to keep fighting these same issues over and over again. And I can tell you that I, for one, am really ready to put this past us. And I bet you every listener here would agree that we are ready to move on. And yet we can't until we can actually get the numbers down and under control.
So one comment that the Attorney General made to us in the very end of the interview, he questioned if we want to live a dystopian, futuristic biomedical security state. What do you think of this statement?
Wow, I hadn't heard that statement. What I think about that statement is that we are Missourians. We know how to make smart decisions. We know how to make decisions with and for each other. As Missourians, we do hard things. We know how to do hard things, and we are able to do hard things for the time frame that's in front of us. No, I don't think we're in a dystopian controlled society, but what I do know is that we're in a society that does need to think about how interconnected we are. We have got to work together to get past what we're going through right now. This is no one saying that forevermore you're going to have to wear a mask or you're going to have to do these things. I understand it can sound scary when you turn on the news every day and there's something new and there's something different, and it can be incredibly confusing and very upsetting. And yet at the same time, it's more, all the more reason we have to lean into partnerships with healthcare and school districts across those settings so that we can make these decisions and make them smart and effective for our communities right where we are.
Is there anything else in this whole conversation that you feel we need to keep in mind? Anything that hasn't really been talked about?
I think what I would say to those that are listening is just, it's okay to be unsure. It's also okay to be fearful and worried. And those are perfectly fine feelings to have. And yet, be sure to go to the people that you trust and have always trusted with your healthcare, whether that's your own doctor, whether that's the doctor in your community, and talk to them. Talk to them and get as much information as you can to inform your decision. We each have the opportunity to inform our own decisions with evidence-based or evidence-informed information. It is very hard to stay up on all of the emerging data and all of the things that are going on. I even have a hard time, even though I do this every day. I heard a really great analogy recently where it was like, you know, I'm not an expert in my lawn, and so therefore I have someone who helps with, you know, my weed that's growing, for example. I'm not an expert in my car, and so I take it in to the mechanic because I trust them and I know their expertise. And so it's not a whole lot different than what we have right now, where we have physicians and healthcare experts who do have spent their entire lives understanding the body and how the body reacts to these types of threats. And so at some point, we do have to recognize that there is a knowledge base there, and how can we work with that rather than against it? I would say that most of us, if we had a major, you know, let's pretend we had major belly pain and it ended up being our appendix, you know, was infected and needed to come out. Nobody's going to stand there and argue for days about, you don't know what you're talking about and things like that. You know, we'd say, all right, doc, please take it out. It hurts. And then it's better, right? I think why we're where we are right now is because of massive amounts of information. Frankly, many of the pieces of information are both helpful at times, but then also changing so rapidly that it makes it so confusing. And so it makes trust hard, and trust is kind of hard anyway.
Thanks to Dr. Kristen Soule, the president of the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, for joining us. We will be back with more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.